Okay, you know what I'm talking about?
Well, are you talking about a flying squirrel?
No, maybe you wouldn't even call it a squirrel. The little ones brown, they have stripes down their back.
Oh, well, we call them chipmunks.
Okay.
But they're a member of the pocket gopher family.
Mm-hmm. What's the kind of bird that drills a hole in the bark of a tree to eat insect grubs?
Well, there are two or three kinds. One is a red-headed woodpecker,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a little one that we always called a sapsucker.
Mm-hmm.
He's only about that long.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's what we always call a yellowhammer.
Mm-hmm. It's bigger than a sapsucker?
Yeah, it's about the size of a red-headed woodpecker.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are a few pileated woodpeckers in this part of the country.
Hmm.
They're a bigger bird.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great big one.
Yeah.
What is the animal that a lot of times you'll hear them on summer nights making noise and around a pond that hops around? Sometimes they eat their legs.
Frog?
Mm-hmm. What's the great big kind of frog?
Bullfrog.
Okay. How about, do you have a name for the little one?
I never tasted frogs in my life.
No. I think I tasted them once, but I mean, the little ones that you maybe find, the smaller ones, maybe they have little shrill piping voices. Have a name for those?
I don't know what to call them.
Okay. How about the animal that's supposed to give you warts? Looks like a frog.
How about what?
The animal that's supposed to give you warts. It looks like
a frog. That's toad.
Yeah. Okay. When you go fishing, what are you liable to dig up first before you go?
Worms.
Okay, what kind of worms?
Well, some people call them just plain fishing worms,
mm-hmm.
and other people call them earthworms,
mm-hmm.
and other people call them bloodworms.
Mm-hmm. Are these the same thing, or?
I don't know, really. I think the bloodworm is pretty much like what we call a fishing worm, but I think he's just a little bit fatter, maybe.
Mm-hmm. At night, do they ever have a great big long worm that you could get? They'd come up at night and get them?
Those are called night crawlers.
Mm-hmm. What is the insect, the great big insect about this long, that has four wings and it flies either real fast or it looks like it's hovering in the middle of the air?
Mm. I don't know.
Do they ever have anything they associate with snakes anyway? Any insect they talk about snakes used to be?
We have snakes around here, mm-hmm. yeah.
But they didn't have any insect where they talk about it in one sense or another about snakes?
Uh-uh.
A snake feeder or a snake doctor or anything like that?
Uh-uh.
Okay. What I was trying to describe was a dragonfly.
Yeah.
Do you have any other name for that that you...
Not that I know of.
Okay. When you see a sweater like this that has holes in it, you figure I've got a problem with what?
Moth.
Okay. What is that? Wear this sweater specifically. What is an insect that lights up and the kids like to catch and put in the mall?
Firefly.
Are there any other names for
it? Lightning bug.
Okay. Would you use the word firefly normally?
No, we always called them lightning bug.
Mm-hmm. What are some insects that might sting you?
That what?
That might sting.
I didn't get you then.
I said, what are the insects that might sting you?
There's bees,
mm-hmm.
and hornets,
mm-hmm.
and yellow jackets,
mm-hmm.
and wasps.
Mm-hmm.
I've been stung by all of them.